time to play the game. Time to play the game.
That's right, everybody. It's Lemmy? WrestleMania time.
So heavy. Love it.
So, it's that time of year, everybody. WWE is doing their WrestleMania 33.
I can't believe that.
Huge number. We wanted to quickly get to a quick text message. We were talking about crockpots, as we always do here on Sound Sessions with Michael.
And Kevin here.
And we wanted to just mention from the 630, crockpot pork tacos or barbecue. Pork roast with chipotle peppers, cook on low 8 to 10 hours, shred and fill tortillas, or add barbecue sauce. Mm.
Sounds like a treat you could be enjoying during WrestleMania.
That sounds like a total WrestleMania kind of meal. I love that. Thanks from the 630.
So speaking of our WrestleMania coverage here, we're joined on the phone by Greg Wyshynski. He's the editor of the Puck Daddy blog for Yahoo Sports, and he's the co-host of a really great hockey-themed, but not just hockey podcast called Puck Soup. Hey, Greg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So are you typically a WE or WWE fanatic, or is this just a one-off thing you're kind of doing here?
I wouldn't say that it's a one-off thing. I would say that I'm a fan, but not on a I'm going to try to put it in Catholicism terms.
Okay.
Like, I don't just go to Christmas and Easter, but I don't also go to church every week, if that makes sense.
Okay, I'm following you. That's pretty funny.
We
so
got it.
Now I'm reading up on this, and this kicked off 4 o'clock Central Time. That's
yes.
That's a long event. Have you been following the whole thing?
Yeah, pretty much. They do some of the matches that they have. They put on the pre-show to try to get people to, you know, buy the network,
mm-hmm.
which is the big change that's happened in wrestling in like the last 30 years, is the fact that
This
used to be the pay-per-view thing. You had to, you know, go to your buddy's house and watch it, or spend like $59 to get it. But now it's actually available as part of your WWE Network subscription. So you get actually all the pay-per-views and stuff, and it's no longer – they shifted their business model a few years ago. And then, I mean, I guess it's worked, whatever, but like that's why some of the matches are on early.
So do you think that model, or I guess the paying monthly, is worth it? I mean, you're getting all those pay-per-views, and one pay-per-view itself could easily be, what, $50, $60?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I think it was out of necessity, right? Because, like, you know, not only is it a network where they have – all this other programming to promote the wrestlers and promote their product and stuff. But, like, I mean, you know, we're at a point where nobody pays for anything anymore.
True.
So, like, you know, I've definitely watched like MMA events on Periscope, not having had paid for them. So I think they know the writing on the wall. Everybody was able to find a legal stream anyway. So better to just try to do it this way, get ahead of the curve a little bit, and not be that dependent on buy rates anymore for pay-per-view. I think it was probably a smart decision at the end of the day.
Absolutely. It's genius. You know, when I was searching on WWE on Google today, the first, like, five matches were how to get it for free. So I can see that it's very much still alive, and it's a good idea. I mean, if you are a fan, and obviously if you carried over this historic kind of legacy, wrestler fan is kind of what you see today. Like, I mean, I'm a child of the '90s. I know Kevin, you are too. So you see these wrestlers like Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Andre the Giant, The Big Show, who are back in action here at WrestleMania. It's kind of cool to see. I saw that there was some huge news that happened with the Battle Royale, which was in honor of Andre the Giant with a Patriots player, in fact. What happened there?
Yeah, so the Battle Royale is, you know, just basically every wrestler who couldn't get his own match gets to be in the ring and do something. And at the end of the match, or during the match, there was a wrestler named Jinder Mahal who threw, I guess, whatever Rob Gronkowski was drinking back on Rob Gronkowski and sort of missed him, but got enough on him where he got angry. And so he tries to enter the ring because his buddy, Mojo Rawley, who used to be an NFL player, actually played college football at the University of Maryland, was in the ring. And so it comes to pass that Rob Gronkowski gets involved in a WWE WrestleMania Battle Royale and saves the day, as it were. And so this is sort of...
It's like the most Gronk thing ever.
There's nothing more Gronk than jumping into the Battle Royale shirt off, just like after getting his drink thrown at him, and then just taking everybody to town.
But from a business perspective, it's interesting for two reasons. One, WrestleMania obviously is the place where they have the most celebrities get involved in these matches. I mean, it's sort of been a tradition that they have, like, famous non-wrestling people get involved. But more importantly, like, they've had a sort of the WWE has had sort of a working relationship with ESPN for the last couple of years, where ESPN kind of covers the business of wrestling and that kind of thing. So this was a extraordinarily calculated move to get some SportsCenter FaceTime tonight for WrestleMania. And without question, it's going to work.
That's a genius idea. I didn't even think about taking it from that angle.
And his personality lends itself so well to, I mean, I could honestly, after Gronk retires from the NFL, I could totally see him getting into this. You know,
yeah.
It seems like a no-brainer.
He already has the wrestling name, The Gronk.
The Gronk.
What's more WWE than that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Lord knows he could probably cut a promo, and he'd be perfect for it.
Yeah.
I heard that Shaquille O'Neal was supposed to make an appearance there tonight. Why didn't he show up tonight?
You know, there's I don't know the exact reason for it, but I do know there was some talk that, you know, he was supposed to fight the Big Show, and there was some talk that maybe the Big Show was in slightly better shape than Shaq is at this point in their respective careers.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, maybe that wouldn't have been the best idea for him to show up in the ring. But, you know, these things are always rumored, and then they change them on a fly, and
yeah.
Who the heck knows?
Yeah,
but,
I think.
But you know, we actually covered that on Puck Scoop this past week. The long legacy of celebrities being involved in WrestleMania. Yeah. And from a hockey perspective, Dominik Hasek was actually at a WrestleMania in Detroit once.
That also makes sense, actually.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, let's talk about some of these names, because it seems like there's a really healthy mix of like the new and the old. I mean, the headliner, I guess it's the headliner, is Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. You got Randy Orton. You have Triple H, Shane McMahon. John Cena's going to be there. Chris Jericho. I mean, like we said, the Big Show. So do you think they're trying to kind of market this to like people from like our generation, the 90s wrestling generation, or why would they be doing this?
Yeah, no, I think that's, I mean, listen, they do whatever they can to try to, you know, maximize the viewership for these things. And the easiest way that it's always been is nostalgia. I mean, nostalgia's always been the easiest selling point. So they dig up the gray bones of Goldberg, and lo and behold, people were still really interested in him. And he hasn't wrestled a match more than 3 minutes long, but here we are. People are genuinely interested to see if he can beat Lesnar for like the billionth time. And so
he's 50 years old, by the way, Goldberg.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of tradition to have a combination of the old and the new. And you know, the cool thing about wrestling, I've only been to one. I was the one where they had it in Miami. I went to it. And like, it is this gigantic celebration of weird, misfit, like-minded people. Like, they have 70,000 people at this thing tonight. And like, you go to this event and it's all walks of life. It's all different backgrounds and ethnicities and political persuasions and everything. And at the end of the day, it's just a bunch of grown men walking around in T-shirts that are too tight with championship belts. and it just becomes a celebration of this weird corner of the culture where, you know, it's offensive. And sometimes when you tell people you're a wrestling fan, they think you're an idiot. But everybody on site there is having the time of their lives because they're among their own people.
Yeah, you know, it's often been stated that wrestling is almost like the Macho Man soap opera, you know, because if you think about it, the way that they carry out these through lines of plot twists.
Oh, my God, yeah,
and
so
this,
dramatic.
And this villain is now becoming the hero and his rise to fame and everything. It's very, very dramatic for the male audience, and I think that's so interesting the way that they were able to carry it through because, I mean, WrestleMania 33, this has been around since the oldest sport that there is.
It's also interesting to see how it reflects the culture through the years. I mean, like, you know, for example, you mentioned it's a very sort of male-dominated fan base, and that might be true, but I think that it has a very large contingent of women who watch wrestling, not only because of these guys being in a remarkable shape, but also because they've taken pains to turn a lot of the women wrestlers into like champions and actual athletes instead of just being eye candy. Like, they used to call the actual belt the Divas belt, and they dropped that and now call it the Women's Championship. So it's an interesting reflection of culture through the years. And at the end of the day, it is sort of, like you said, the male soap opera that, you know, you're either gonna go with it or you're not gonna go with it. You know,
yeah.
There's no middle ground with wrestling.
So aside from Gronk, has there been any highlights that we should know about?
No, not really. I mean, they opened it with Shane McMahon, you know, the owner's son, who is famous for doing these matches where he does crazy stunts. And he had one that he's sort of used before in this match against AJ Styles. But that's it. But we're very, very early in the process here. I mean, it's going to be a it's a marathon tonight, not a sprint.
I was going to say,
and,
what?
It should be fun. I mean, they always surprise you, at least in some way. Maybe it's not going to be the thing you want to see, but it's, you know, they try to throw you a little bit of a swerve at some point.
I was going to say, what time will it end? What time will the headlining match go on? Is it like 9 or 10?
I think we're thinking about maybe pushing past 11 towards midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a heck of a thing. I mean, it really all depends on how long the other matches take and how they time manage and stuff. But the thought is, according to the promos that we've seen, that it'll be the Undertaker's match against Roman Reigns that might actually be the headliner tonight.
Another guy I can't believe is still going. That's insane.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's got to be over 50, too.
Yeah.
He's over 50. There's a certain, at least in the room I'm in here, there's a certain amount of trepidation about how humid it is in Orlando and how he'll be able to handle that.
It's not a happy day when the Undertaker's makeup runs down his face. It's like,
not good at all. And also the runway from the back to the ring is roughly, I would say, about a mile and a half long. So I'm also worried about that as well.
I love that we're talking about wrestling, like the most macho thing that there is, and we're just worried about how Undertaker will make it down the runway, or if he will or not, without a walker.
Yeah, and not only that, but also talking about the health of the guy who's dead. I mean, that's the whole thing.
That's a good point.
I love it. You know, we were talking about this a little bit before the show, and we see that WrestleMania is kind of like, with all these sports events going on, I mean, there's the Cubs opener, there's
Final Four championship
Final
tomorrow.
Four championship.
Yeah, WrestleMania, yeah.
So many things. And WrestleMania is kind of like the Puppy Bowl, or this show right now focusing on it is like kind of like the Puppy Bowl
of all the action going on, yeah.
So if you're not into those sports, you can tune it over to here, and you can talk about WrestleMania with us. In fact, I wanted to know, buddy.
It's huge. I mean, it's huge, right? Like, every trending topic on Twitter right now is WrestleMania-related. It is the one event where, even if you are someone who kind of dips their toe into what's happening in wrestling, depending on, you know, what your friends are talking about or whatever, you're probably watching it in some way, shape, or form, or at least cognizant of it. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool event every year, and it never fails to impress you in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Greg, we're talking with Greg here from the podcast Puck Soup, talking about WrestleMania. Now, can you give us any perspectives? Who do you think is going to be taking the belt home with the Lesnar-Goldberg match tonight?
I think Lesnar's going to win. I mean, they've put Goldberg over him a few times now, and I feel like maybe when you take a step back and think about how these things are done, it has to be a situation where they're like, listen, Brock, you're a monster, and we're letting this old man beat you up constantly. So on the biggest stage, we'll let you get one back. And there's also been talk about him maybe holding the belt for a good amount of time until maybe even next year. So I have a feeling he's going to go over Goldberg in this one. It'd be hard to imagine that they're going to have him lose yet another time in a quick match with this guy.
Well, you know, I wanted to do a quick roundabout around the news horn here. Kevin,
yeah,
favorite wrestler of all time?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's got to be Stone Cold Steve Austin, right?
Yeah.
Is that such like a cliche answer?
Yeah.
Or him or Goldust, just because he was so weird.
Goldust, man, face of gold.
What about you?
I immediately am thinking Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I remember my first favorite wrestler was Papa Shunga, who was from the 1980s, and he would come out and make people bleed black gold.
Oh, I do remember this guy. They were like vomited.
Yeah.
So he was pretty great. How about you, Greg?
I would go with Austin overall, because I just think that he sort of redefined the business, and there was never a time when he wasn't interesting. But my personal favorite of all time is Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh,
yeah. Lamont's own.
You know, the combination of being able to cut the promos and be a bad guy, and also just like, he was a great worker in the ring too. I mean, his WrestleMania 3 match against Ricky Steamboat, withstands the test of time, even by today's standards, is a match for the ages. So I would say Macho Man is probably my guy.
Did you ever see the Cream Always Rises promo video?
Yes.
He's got a little coffee creamer that he keeps like pulling out like from behind his ear, and like he's doing weird like illusions. It's the weirdest thing ever. It's so funny.
Yeah, he was one of the first guys that showed me that like you could have a gimmick and you could be really good on a mic, but you could also actually be a pretty good athlete too, and not just a big fat stumbly guy that gets kicked in the face twice by Hulk Hogan at the end of the match.
Oh, man. Well, Greg, where are you watching it tonight?
Oh, I'm watching it here in my buddy's house.
Nice.
I'm mooching the network off of him, but I'm also doing a live blog on Yahoo Sports.
And what's the easiest way to access that?
I think if you head to Yahoo Sports, you should be featured there, but also it's on my Twitter feed. It's WYSHYNSKI is a Twitter. And so me and my buddy Chris are banging away at the old live blog, making snarky jokes about grown men.
Sounds awesome.
we had our own Adam Hogue from WGN mention that you have a great Twitter feed, so if you want to go and find him, make sure you follow Greg over on his Twitter.
Yeah, at Wyszynski. Two Y's.
That's really kind of him to say, but I do find myself arguing with people about stupid hockey things too many times, and usually they have like 53 followers, and I've been told not to do that as often as I do. But I can't help it, because like, I grew up in New Jersey, and like, they taught cynicism in kindergarten, and all I know is fighting on the internet.
I love it. You know, we have a quick text from a listener from the 951. I'm not quite sure where 951 is, but I guess he used to eat lunch with Randy in high school.
Yeah, Randy's from Lamont, Illinois, originally.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Macho Man.
You know, speaking of, we're a music podcast, so we've had a lot of interviews with artists who are actually into wrestling.
Yeah.
And the guitarist from Every Time I Die.
Oh, yeah.
Is a huge fan. He went to Lamont, Illinois to go, because I guess there's a memorial to Randy Macho Man Savage down there.
Is there really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's the best. And like, you know, like you said, we all grew up kind of watching it, and then eventually you kind of figure out what the business is. For me, the moment when I was a kid, when I realized what wrestling actually was when my dad had to explain to me how Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Iron Sheik were both in the same car and got pulled over on the Jersey Turnpike with weed.
No way.
But they hated it. Like Hacksaw Jim Duggan is an American hero. The Iron Sheik is not.
Oh,
why
my
would they
God.
Be together?
And
my dad, basically had to give me the wrestling birds and the bees talk about like why that this is happening and how it's all scripted.
That is so funny. Well, anyway, we won't keep you from all the action. I don't want you to miss, you know, Undertaker or Shane. Well, you already saw Shane or you know, Goldberg or anything yet. So we'll let you get back to it. Again, this is Greg Wyszynski. Check out Puck Daddy blog on Yahoo Sports and Puck Soup podcast. Greg, thanks for your time, man.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me.
Right, take care. If you're not listening to us, WrestleMania tonight, there's also the Cubs kicking off soon. So we're also going to, after the news coming up, we got to take a quick break, but we're going to talk to Sam Paniatovich from Glendale about the Cubs, Sox, NCAA tournament. There's a lot going on, aside from us, of course.
Yes, of course. And make sure you get your calls in for that. Sam is going to be taking some calls. We're going to be talking all sports in the next segment. And we got some texts here talking about some wrestling, some favorite wrestlers of some of our listeners, as well as some people who are from Illinois. So that's kind of cool to always see, you know, a little bit of those memory lanes.